thank God that we can be here to worship our God in heaven.
今天下午我们来查考这个哈拿的故事。
Today we would like to study the story of Hannah.
用流泪到感恩，我们来思想她的生命。
From tears to thanksgiving, let us ponder upon her life.
我们都知道撒母耳在以色列人的历史当中是一个很重要的人物。
We all know that Samuel was a very important figure in Israel history.
他把百姓从士师时代的混乱、信仰的低潮，渐渐地带入一个敬拜神的一个国家。
He took them from the lowest point of their chaos and faith into a country that worshipped God.
他一辈子也高了两个王。
And in his lifetime, he anointed two kings.
所以从国中无王，个人任意而行，到能够建立神的一个国度。
And so, in anointing these two kings, he was able to help establish the kingdom of God.
那这个哈拿啊，撒母耳的一生啊，其实受他的妈妈影响很大。
And Samuel's whole life was greatly impacted by his mother Hannah.
我们说推动摇篮的手可以推动天下。
So the hand that rocks the cradle can move heaven and earth.
那么哈拿可以给我们学习什么呢
？So what can we learn from Hannah?
我们要从来谈三点，就是她的这个流泪。
We will talk about three points. One are her tears.
那能够经过祷告可以到达感恩。
And through prayer and then to thanksgiving.
我们从她的生命可以得到造就跟学习。
And here's the edification that we can get from her life.
我们来看我们来看她的流泪哈。
And let us study her tears.
我们来看撒母记上的第一章。
First Samuel chapter one.
第一章第五节。
Chapter one verse five.
撒母记上第一章第五节。
1 Samuel 1:5.
一章五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
我们可以大家一起开口念吗？
We can all read together.
包括你，包括我，我们一起大声念。哈拿给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈主不给哈拿生育。这故事我们了解这个以利加拿非常的爱哈拿。
And so we knew that Elkanah loved his wife Hannah.
所以祭肉他从献祭完回来拿的肉给哈拿是双份的。
So the portion that he would give to Hannah from his sacrifice was double.
但是圣经上特别记载，无奈他不能生孩子。
And it said that, but she could not have children.
如果你读这个第一章有读到三个人物
If you read chapter one, there are three main characters.
你会知道他们都有一些人生缺陷，就是有可以掉眼泪的地方呢。
They all have difficult points in their lives.
哈拿虽然先生对她好，但是有什么用呢？我不能生孩子啊。
Hannah's husband was very good to her, but she was unable to have children.
那另外太太叫庇尼拿，庇尼拿可以生孩子啊。
And Peninnah could have children, and she was the other
one. 但是她是活在一种常常要跟哈拿竞争先生爱的一个情况下面。
But she had to compete with Hannah for their husband's love all the time.
所以她可能也常常要偷偷掉眼泪啊。
So perhaps she also shed many secret tears.
那以利加拿有两个太太。
And Elkanah had two wives.
应该是不错吧。
This should be a pretty good life.
但是呢，却常常发现到家里没有温暖啊，常常家里没有和谐。
But there was no harmony in his household.
我想他心中可能也有愁苦的时候吧。
So in his life was difficult as well.
所以你这样看起来这个人生每一个人都有他掉眼泪的时候，有一个痛苦的情形。
So everyone has some kind of suffering in their lives.
现在是春天
It is springtime now.
你走到你们家的后院可能你们家后院有种玫瑰花。
If you go to your backyard, maybe you have planted roses.
那心情不好的时候，你看玫瑰，你不是看到说哇很漂亮啊，百花盛开，你不是那种感觉。
When you're in a bad mood, you won't see these roses and think, wow, they're so beautiful, they have bloomed.
你看到是什么？你看到那个雨水掉落在那个将要凋残的玫瑰花上面。
You will see the raindrops on the flowers.
那个快要凋谢的那个玫瑰花上面。
Oh, you will see the flowers wilting.
有雨水滴在上面
And then you see the raindrops on them.
那时候你的心情是什么
And what is your mood then?
因为你本来就很难过，你看到花好像在掉眼泪
Because you were already very sad, and now it looks like the roses are crying.
这是人的一个心境
And so this is a type of human nature.
所以我们以前提到说，真的这个人世间找不到圆的东西了。
So in the human world, it is hard to find things that belong to man.
那个人世间圆的东西大部分都是人造的。大自然当中呢，在地球上面，大自然当中呢， 你找不到正圆的东西了。那个 perfect circle 你找不到了。
It is hard to find a perfect circle in this world.
On the earth, huh?
On this earth.
这个告诉我们，人间本来就没有一个让你绝对美满的生活。
So there's nothing to make you feel like life is perfect.
告诉我们说，人生都是有眼泪的。
So life is filled with tears.
那很奇妙的是，这个章我们这个经文跟我们讲呢，好像到神的殿哦，还是一样痛啊。
So it seems that even when you come to God's temple, there's still suffering.
我们来看《撒母耳记上》一章的六到八节。
Let us read chapter 1 verses 6 to 8.
六到八节哈。
Chapter 1, 6 to 8.
我们开口来念。
Let us read aloud.
庇里拿见主不使哈拿生意，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。第七节，每年上到主殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份分给哈拿，庇里拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。第八节，她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？”她每年都要上圣殿的。
So every year they would visit the temple.
这是守节。
And this is to keep the tradition.
他们应该不会 miss one year， 为什么呢
？They would never miss any year.
因为她先生是一个神职人员呐。
Because her husband was a priest.
所以年年上，那是年年被激动。
So every year this would happen.
年年那个比利加拿都会激动他。
And every year Penina would provoke Hannah.
让他年年都哭泣，不能吃饭。
So that every year she would cry and not be able to eat.
所以哦，每次上圣殿哦，好像应该很快乐的事情呢，但是好像到了圣殿，到要敬拜神呢，也是一样啊，没有眼泪了。没有快乐了，一样掉眼泪了。
Even though visiting the temple should be a joyous occasion, every time it was filled with tears and sorrow.
那个不能生孩子哦，如果没有人刺激啊，啊久了我看习惯了吧。
If she was not able to have children, but she was not provoked, then maybe she would just grow used to it.
反正这个是我没有办法改变的事实啊。
It's a fact of life that she cannot change.
但是偏偏就有人哦，常常啊，你不能生，你看神不爱你，你看你是被咒诅的，你是没有福气的。
But then she was mocked every year that she was cursed and God did not love her.
啊，这个好像每次到这个时候，就有人在她的伤口上面撒盐巴了。
It seems that every time this year, someone would pour salt on her wound.
啊，所以即使你想习惯没有孩子，也不能习惯，为什么呢？总是有人在那边刺激你啊。
Even if you thought you would get used to it, you wouldn't because someone was always there to mock you.
就好像一个伤口哦，你每一年都要重新再 peel 那个 skin 啊，每一年都要重新再流脓一样啊。
It's like every year you have a wound that you need to open up again.
所以这个苦好像没有因为亲近神而更加减少。
So the suffering did not get better when she got drew close to God.
今天哦，我们来信耶稣，都期待一切平平安安、顺顺利利。
Today we believe in Jesus and we hope for peace in our lives.
啊，我们希望我们都没有眼泪。
We all hope not to have tears.
但是耶稣不是这样应许的哦。
But this is not what Jesus promised.
耶稣说，你们在世上还是有苦难。
Jesus said that in this world you will still have tribulation.
在他里面才有平安呢。
But only in Him can we have peace.
但是你在世界还是有苦难的。
But in this world you will still suffer.
所以不是信了耶稣之后就没有人会批评你哦。
So it's not that after you believe in Christ no one will criticize you.
啊，就不是没有，不是你不会失业啊。
It's not that you can't lose your job.
啊，不是说你不会生病啊。
Or you won't get sick.
苦难还是会在的。
Suffering will still be here.
即使来到会堂啊，你会知道你的哭泣还是会有的。
Even in the chapel, you can still have tears.
啊，这个因为罪从一个人进入世界啊。
Because sin came into this world through one man.
那因为有罪，大家就会彼此欺负来欺负去的。
Through this sin, we will sin against each other.
啊，因为有罪，所以我们就心中没有平安呢。
We have sin, so there's no peace in our hearts.
啊，所以。我们看到啊，她每年上圣殿还是掉眼泪。
So every year she went to the temple and she would still cry.
但我觉得这个哈拿很有修养，就是灵修很好了。
But I felt that Hannah was very spiritually cultivated.
她不是一生气就发飙哦。
She did not just get upset and angry.
很多人哦，一生气啊，她就发飙哦，就是我反正哦，我生气，我痛嘛，所以让大家跟着我一起痛啊。
So some people when they're suffering, they want to bring everyone down with them.
你看那个。拉杰不能生孩子的时候啊
，When Rachel could not have children，
她就跟老公吵啊
，She would fight with her husband。
你不给我生，我就死给你看。
She said, if you don't let me bear you children, I will die。
啊，那个老公就生气了，不给你生又不是我的事情，是神的事情啊，跟我有什么关系
？And her husband got angry and said, how is it my business? It's God's decision。
啊，所以自己的怒气会让她的先生一块生气啊。
So her wrath would be incurred upon her husband, who would also be unhappy.
可是你看, Hannah 不太一样哦,
but Hannah was not like
that. 她自己哭啊,
she would cry to herself.
但是你看第九节,
and look at verse 9.
我们来读撒母耳记上一章第九节。
Let us read 1 Samuel 1, 9.
我们一起读啊, 请大家开口来读, 好不好?
Let us read aloud together.
我们开口来读, 我们一起读预备起。 他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在主殿的门框旁，坐在自己的位置上。哈拿不是说：“哎呀，我生气了，我痛了，我哭了，我现在就要去教会祷告。”So
Hannah did not say, "I'm angry and now I'm going to the temple to pray."
他没有，他等大家吃完了呢。
She waited until everyone had finished eating.
大家在吃饭呢。
And everyone was eating.
她吃不下饭,
she could not eat.
她是没有说, 啊, 反正, 哎, 我不高兴, 我就破坏家里的和谐。
She didn't say, I'm upset, so I'm going to destroy the harmony within our household.
等她吃完了, 她才, 啊, 一个人啊, 到教会里, 到圣殿里面啊, 去那里祷告啊。
She waited until everyone had finished eating, and then she alone went to the temple.
这是她不简单的地方, 哦,
this was very difficult to do.
把她的痛苦带到神面前,
to bring her suffering to the Lord.
她知道啊, 跟先生哭是没有用的啦,
she knew that she couldn't cry to her husband.
没有带很大的帮助啦,
it wasn't much help.
所以要带到神面前来哭泣,
so she had to cry to the Lord.
这让我想起苏念妇人也是这样子, 苏念的妇人啊,
Shunammite woman was the same.
她的儿子死掉了,
her son had died.
她背上驴要去找伊丽莎,
and then so she got on her donkey and was going to find the prophet.
先生问她说, 诶, 今天不是安息日啊, 今天不是什么敬畏的日子啊, 你要去那边做什么啊?
And her husband said, it's not the day of worship, where are you going?
她说, 我平安, 没有事。
And she said, I'm at peace, there's nothing.
孩子死掉了,
her son was dead.
跟你先生讲有什么用呢?
And what is the use in telling your husband?
他有办法让孩子复活吗?
Can he resurrect the child?
啊, 所以他把他的问题带到神人面前,
so she took her problem to God.
所以弟兄姐妹你今天有眼泪吗?
So brothers and sisters, do you have tears today?
你有没有常常被人家激动, 你的反应是什么?
When you are provoked, what is your reaction?
没有错, 你有生气的权利。
You have the right to be angry.
但是是不是更愿意在神面前倾心吐意呢?
But is it better to come to God?
所以我们要学习啊, 真的, 义无挂虑啊, 把我们的所需要的, 啊, 带到神面前。
So we need to remember to bring all of our worries to God.
其实哦, 流泪到感恩的那个重要的关键就是他懂得啊, 把他的问题带到神面前。
So from the progress of going from tears to thanksgiving, she knew to bring her worries to God.
如果来到教会啊, 你真的没, 我们真的没有用心敬拜, 没有用心祷告, 我看这个眼泪还会继续哭下去。
If we come to church and we do not pray the right way, then our tears are going to continue.
所以我们啊, 要了解那个福气的来源就是跟神有接触。
So we need to understand that blessings come from interactions with God.
不只是我们的身体到达圣殿而已。
It's not that our physical bodies have to be here.
常常看到弟兄姐妹啊, 真的在祷告当中得到神的安慰。
And so there are many who are comforted by God through prayer.
我很难忘记啊, 看到一个姐妹。
It's very hard for me to forget this one sister.
她真的没有孩子啊。
She had no children.
她结婚好几年了。
And she had been married for many years.
她立志啊, 那一次啊, 就是在神训班啊, 立志啊, 禁食求孩子。
And that during an NYTS, she was determined to continue to pray about this matter.
其实她已经跟那个大学生比起来, 她已经很30几岁了嘛。
She was already in her mid-30s compared to all the other students that were there.
所以她第一天来就说, 我可以不用考试吗?
So her first day, she asked if she could skip all the tests.
她说我要来祷告的。
She said that she had come to pray.
我每次看到她祷告, 她都是掉眼泪。
And every time I saw her pray, she would shed tears.
真的在几年之后, 我到她的地方教会, 发现她抱孩子在手上面。
And a few years later, I saw her at her home church holding a child.
我真的很难忘记, 就是说她每次跪下来都是哭的。
And I couldn't forget that every time she kneeled down, she was weeping.
但是她每次起来, 她都受安慰。
But then every time she got up, she was comforted.
所以我们有困难, 一定要到神面前来掉眼泪。
So if we have troubles, we need to cry our tears to God.
那个, 我很喜欢一句英文哦, 她说呢, worry is less work than doing something to fix worry. 哦, 她说, 哦, 这个担忧, 哦, 是 less work 啦, 你没有办法做什么啦, 你一定要做什么东西来 fix 你的 worry 啦。
When you worry, it takes very little effort. The effort is in doing something to fix that worry.
我们常常有一个想法, 我们要去做一个什么事情, 但是我们常常没有一个动作。
often we have these plans of what we want to do, but we don't have the action.
有时候我们有哀伤的事情，我们只是躲在一个角落里面呢，舔自己的伤口，我们不愿意走出来做什么事情。
We have sorrow, but we hide in a corner and we lick our wounds. We don't actually take action.
那是我另外很喜欢另外一句话，他说呢 ，Everyone wants to save the earth, but no one wants to help mom with dishes.每个人都好像做一个很大的事情哦，我要做一个很大的事情，我有一个理想，我要做一个什么大的事情。
Everyone has ideals and they have these big plans.
但是不想要做一点点你现在可以做的小事情来达到那个大的理想。
But no one wants to do the little things that you could do right now to help with the big goals.
所以如果我们心中有痛苦哦，你一定要做什么事情。
So if we have some sorrow, we have to take action.
不要只要躲在那边这样子，哎呀，我们中文说困坐愁城啦。就困在一个地方，然后就在那边愁这样子。
So don't just wallow in your worries and your sorrows.
哦，那祷告就是最好的方法，到神面前。
And praying is the best way.
那这个我们来看谈他的祷告。他的祷告有三个特色，我觉得啊是改变他生命一个很重要的祷告。
So let us look at Hannah's prayer. There are three main aspects to her prayer that changed.
我在想哦，因为后来汉娜讲说，我祷告到如今哦，他已经祷告很久了，每年他都被激动，每年他都在祷告。
Hannah had already prayed for a very long time, and every year she was provoked and she wept.
但是为什么这次祷告不一样呢？
But why was this year's prayer different?
因为这次祷告它是以神为中心的祷告。
Because this time it was a God-centered prayer.
以前可能每次祷告都想说，神啊，可怜可怜我吧，你看他都笑我，我都没有孩子。
Before she may have said, Lord, take pity on me. She always laughs at me because I don't have children.
你可怜可怜我吧。
Please pity me.
可能她的重心都在自己身上。
And so it was always centered around herself.
但这次真的不一样哦。
But this time was truly different.
我们来看第一章的十一节。
Let us look at chapter 1, verse 11.
我们看十一节哈。
Verse 11.
喜愿说，我们看第十节。
Let us look at verse 10.
我们一起开口来读哈，因为下午嘛哈，我们一定要开口来读，来一起读一百七。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷神。十一节，许愿说：“万军之主啊，你若垂顾悲女的苦情，眷顾不忘悲女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于主，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”这是他的祷告，是以神为中心的祷告。
So this was a God-centered prayer.
我在想，他一定有所感受。当他进会堂的时候
，So what were her feelings when she entered the temple that time？
啊，看到以利坐在自己的位置上面呢、啊。
And she saw Eli sitting in his seat。
那可能以利看他也看不是很清楚，因为圣经上讲说以利眼睛昏花。
And maybe Eli couldn't see her very clearly because the Bible records he did not have。
啊，圣经上又讲说，在以利的日子啊，神的话语减少，
and he
稀少。
And that the word of God had become lessened during his time。
我想，哇，你看哦，这个国家服侍神的人哦。真的可以再多一点吧。
And so they could use more of God's servants within this country.
你看这个以利的孩子，每次我献祭的时候，他就拿叉子来叉我的肌肉。
And the sons of Eli would go and defile the sacrifices.
这个真的是不太像是好的工人嘛。
They were very bad workers.
所以他在想说，如果神真的给我一个孩子。
So she thought, if God truly gave me a child,
我立志啊，不用剃头刀剃他的头啊。
I will not take a razor to his head.
那个拿细耳人、哦、要留长头发。
And because the Nazarites grew long hair.
拿细耳人就是一辈子要服侍神的人、啊、
And they were to worship God their whole lives.
那时候有人说耶稣基督可能留长头发。
And so some say that Jesus Christ probably had long hair.
大家可以想象，我不知道啦。
I don't know if we can picture this.
那个其实男人有长头发是他的羞辱。
And so if a man has long hair, it is his shame.
Yes, 因为保罗是这样说的嘛。
Because this is what Paul said.
那就告诉我们一个服侍神的人要懂得背负神的羞辱。
So we know that if we worship God, we need to carry the shame.
啊，尤其是服侍神的人呢、啊。
Especially those who serve God.
啊，所以啊，他所谓古代拿细耳人就没有剃头。
So the Nazarites did not shave their heads.
他就跟神这样许愿了、
啊。And so this was Hannah's promise to God.
啊，许愿应该是 vow， 对不对
？Vow.
哎，什么叫做许愿
？So what does it mean to vow？
你知道在即使在现代哦，许愿还是被允许的啦。
And even now, vows are very
permissible.
Permissible.
就是你人还是可以许愿的啦。
So people can vow.
许愿就是说我跟神讲一个条件呢。
And a vow is something that you say to God.
你如果给我这个东西
If you give me something,
啊，我要报答你，我要做什么？
I will repay you through something.
啊，有的年轻人会这样许愿哦。
And some people do make these vows.
主啊，如果你给我这份工作，
God, if you give me this job,
啊，我这份低，我拿到了薪水，我要奉献十分之二，不是十分之一哦。
I am going to devote 20% of my salary.
啊，这个是他跟神的一个约定啊。
And this is a promise between the two of them.
这个神会怜悯呐，神有时候会听这样的祷告了哦。
So sometimes God will have mercy and listen to such prayers.
因为我们常常很小信。
Because often we have very little faith.
啊，所以有时候我们会跟神说：“主啊，如果我这样做，请你这样帮助我。如果你真的这样做，我真的会报答你啊，因为这是我的心。有时候不一定是小心，是我的一个心愿呐。”
Because this is sometimes a wish that we have, and we want God to give us something, and we promise to do something in return.
那无论如何，我们看到这个他的祷告中心已经改变了。
So if we look at Hannah's prayer, her center has changed.
我们知道哦，这个圣经的话，那个精神绝对不会变。
And so the scriptures in the Bible will never change.
他说，如果你先求神的国、神的义哦，你要的神会加给你了。
So if you pursue God's kingdom and His righteousness, everything will be added unto you.
真的是这样子啊！他这样这个改变的方向祷告的方向一改变，这次神就成全他了。
And once she changed the focus and direction of her prayer, she received her wish.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你生命当中有眼泪一直流到你真的没有办法流尽的时候呢，你要想到底神要你做什么。
So if you are shedding tears until you have none left to shed, you have to think about what does God want you to do.
不一定说神要你许愿啊，不一定是这样子的啊。
Maybe God doesn't want you to make a vow.
但是他希望你那个生命啊，有一个改变啊，你的生活有一个调整啊。
But he wants to see your life has been changed.
因为有时候我们没有这样子的一个眼泪，我们会很 comfortable， 你不觉得你生活需要有什么调整的。
But without these tears, you may think that your life requires no adjustment.
所以圣经上讲说呢，遇到患难的时候你要思考。
So when we encounter tribulations, we really need to ponder.
遇到喜乐的时候你要唱诗。
And when we encounter joy, we need to sing hymns of praise.
所以当有困难的时候你要想一想，有没有什么地方生命当中你稍微调一下的，稍微调整一下的。
So in times of suffering, what could we adjust in our own lives?
这个能够从自己为中心，我们的家庭为中心，进到以神做中心的一个生命的生活。
So from a self-centered and a family-centered life to a God-centered life.
我听到一位长老在做见证。
I heard an elder make a testimony.
他那时候是一个小学老师。
At the time, he was an elementary school teacher.
他到一个被人家派到一个很远的地方，没有教会的地方教书了。
He was sent to a faraway place with no church to teach.
那他就发觉到说，很多东西都很不顺利。
And he found that things did not go very smoothly.
太太生病生得很厉害。
His wife became very ill.
当然他帮太太祷告有功效了。
And he prayed for his wife and she did get better.
生孩子又生病。
But then she had a child.
当然他也很认真祷告，也是有功效了。
And then he diligently prayed and the child got
better. 生了第二个孩子还是生病。
And the second child was born, and the
same thing happened. 他就想怪事了，怎么我在这边这么不顺呢？
And he kept thinking, why is my life so unpeaceful here?
他开始想哦。
So he continued to think.
因为这位弟兄呢，很有恩赐，很有服侍神的恩赐了。
Because this brother had many gifts to serve God with.
但是他跑到一个没有教会的地方，即使他可以服务人群、谋生活，但对神的国一点帮助都没有啊。
He was so far away from a church, he was unable to serve God with all his gifts.
他想，是不是主耶稣希望他能够回到有教会的地方，至少他可以服侍神呢？
So was this Jesus' way of telling him that he needed to return to a church so that he could serve God?
他就祷告啊。
So he prayed.
主啊，如果我这些痛苦跟我住的地方有关系啊，哦。
My sufferings are related to where I live now.
请你让我找一个工作啊，能够很顺利可以找到有教会的地方啊。
Please help me smoothly find a job that will be close to a church.
就是很快，他就找到一个工作了。
And it was very quick he found a job.
到一个新的地方，就发觉到家里的人生病的这个 frequency 就不是那么多了。
And suddenly his family stopped getting sick all the time.
所以我们就看到这个他这位长老，他能够从以自己为中心的生活，进到能够服侍神、以神家为中心的一个生活。
So this elder was able to quickly shift from a self-centered life to a God-focused life.
这个是一个很重要的祷告的一个方向的改变。
And so this is an important change in direction during prayer.
另外一个祷告的特色就是他真的很用心啊，很用心祷告了。
And another important point is that she really used all her part to pray.
我们来看第十节。
Let us read verse 10.
我们来一起读第十节。
Let us read together.
我们大声念。 哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷主。我们再来读一下，第十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
第十五节，我们一起开口念。
Out loud.
哈拿回答说：“主啊，不要这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人。”清酒浓酒我都没有喝，但在主面前倾心吐意。我们祷告哦，真的要懂得倾心吐意啊哦。
When we pray, we need to have a sorrowful spirit.
真的有时候有必要要痛痛哭泣。
And sometimes we need to cry in sorrow.
我请问你，你上次祷告真的哭的什么时候？
So when was the last time that you truly cried in your prayer?
你会不会发觉到跟我一样，有发觉到我好像眼泪很少呢？
Is it like me that I don't cry very many tears?
这个我们的心有时候真的很难呢。我们的心哦，有时候真的很硬呢。
Our hearts are often very hard and numb.
我们已经很少回到那个像那个赤子之心哦，就是我伤痛我就哭给神听啊。
It is not like before where when we were in sorrow we would cry to God.
其实没有关系啦哦。你祷告的时候要尽情开放，没有关系。
And it's okay if you let your emotions out during prayer.
因为神就是我们的父亲呢。
Because God is our Father.
所以我们要尽情的祷告了。
So we really need to pray earnestly.
你知道我们每次哦要来到神面前祷告，求主耶稣帮助我们哦，要求恩典哦，这条路不是说是一帆风顺的。
When we come before God to pray for blessings, it is not always going to be an easy road.
一个人来信耶稣，一个人来亲近神，他总是有很多 obstacles， 有很多阻挡的。
There are going to be very many obstacles for coming to believe in.
这个时候阻挡来自于那个工作的人，包括小弟在内，有时候小弟成为你的绊脚石啊。
And sometimes the holy workers can be the stumbling blocks.
所以你看这个哈拿在祷告啊，因为以利也是在骂他。
And so while Hannah was praying, Eli rebuked her.
我们来看一下第十三节哈。
Let us read verse 13.
我们来读第十三节。
Let us read together.
原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。十四节，以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。”十五节，哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样的，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在主面前听君独饮。”十六节 ，16， 不要将卑女看作不正经的女人，我因被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。如果你祷告很认真呢、哭啊哭啊，哭到最后没有声音了，只有动嘴唇了。
And you're crying until you have no voice left, and you're just moving your lips.
那个传道人看到你这个祷告，身体动来动去了，那嘴唇不晓得在讲什么。哎，姐妹，这里是会堂，要醉酒不要在会堂醉酒，好不好
？And if the minister then comes up to you and says, "Sister, don't get drunk in the chapel."
如果我是那个姐妹，我一定哦，眼睛睁开瞪他一眼。
If I were that sister, I'd probably glare at him.
这个人怎么，我的痛苦你不安慰我就算了吧，你还误会我，哎呀，实在是。
You don't even comfort me, and yet you've mistaken me for being drunk.
我根本不想要解释了。
I don't feel like explaining myself.
心里可能会祷告神啊，你处罚他一下吧。
And in my heart, I might ask God to punish him.
你看这个，哈拿没有因为这些阻挡而停止他对神的亲近。
But these obstacles did not keep.Hannah from getting close to God.
所以我们这个祷告有时候会有一些阻挡。
So our prayer may have obstacles.
我们要继续的倾心吐意啊。
But we need to continue to
我们要继续的痛痛哭泣啊。
We need to cry out our sorrow.
我们要继续的祷告到如今。这是六节说，我祷告到如今，就是不放弃这个祷告啊。
And in verse 16, it shows that you should not give up your prayer.
我们不是每次祷告就是。一次祷告我就是主耶稣啊，就马上听我们的，不一定是这样子的。
God may not just listen to us after one prayer.
有时候我们祷告是以自我太以自我为中心了。
And often our prayers are self-centered.
有时候我们的祷告抓不到神要我们做的事情呢。
And we can't grasp what God wants us to do.
所以我们祷告还要祷告到如今哦，那个祷告的，你要继续祷告下去。
So we have to pray until now, and we have to continue to pray.
路加福音十八章啊，耶稣讲一个比喻，要人常常祷告，不可以灰心呢。
In Luke chapter 18, there is a parable where Jesus tells us that we need to keep praying and to persevere.
啊，他就说了一个故事啊。
So he told a story.
他说有个官呐，不敬畏神，也不尊重人呢。
He said there is a judge that was not God-fearing and he did not respect.
但是有一个寡妇呢，天天来还他。
And then the widow came to him every single day.
当然，这个官不尊重、不敬畏神，怎么会？关心这个寡妇呢？
So the judge didn't even fear God. Why would he care about this widow?
他不尊重人，怎么会理这个没有权势的人呢？
If he didn't respect people, why would he care about this widow?
但是这个寡妇啊，天天来还他。
But this widow was very persistent in coming to him every day.
他说：“好了好了，给你伸冤了，不是因为我爱你给你伸冤了，是因为你太烦了，给你伸冤了。”
And finally, the judge relented and said, "I will give you what you wish, not because I care, but because you're just so annoying."
耶稣说：“你们听听这个官的话。”
So Jesus said, "Listen to what this judge says."
因为他这么还，他都给他伸冤，何况那些我所爱的人到我这边来这样子常常求，我岂不真的会给他们开路吗？
If the judge could then grant this widow what she needed, what about me who loves up my children? I will give them whatever.
所以我们要不放弃的，常常到神面前恳求哭泣。
So we should not give up, and we should come to God earnestly.
我遇到一位弟兄啊，他求圣灵二十年求不到圣灵。
I met a brother who prayed for 20 years and did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他应该有40岁了。
He should be about 40 by now.
但是他还到神训班求圣灵。
And so he went to NYTS to pray.
跟那些小朋友一起求，对他来讲应该是小朋友求圣灵了。
And to him, it was like praying with a lot of little kids for Holy Spirit.
其实他也一段时间没有来聚会了。
And there was a time where he did not come to church.
因为他觉得神好像不爱他，这么久都不给他圣灵。
Because he felt like God did not love him, he did not grant him Holy Spirit.
但是啊，突然之间他发觉到说，他不能放弃啊。
But suddenly he realized he could not give up.
他在那次神训班非常感动。
And so he was very touched by this NYTS.
啊，因为很多小朋友呢，很多那个大学生呢，都去跟他讲说，我会帮你祷告。
And so many of these college students told him, "I will pray for you."
我真的印象很深刻，是因为他每次祷告没有一次啊不流泪流汗的。
And this was a very deep impression on me because there was not a prayer where he did not cry and sweat.
因为你每次看到他祷告完之后，他的衣服是湿的。
Every time you saw him, his clothes were damp after the prayer.
因为他禁食很久，有时候你跟他讲话，因为我们禁食久了那个内脏会有味道，你知道吗？
And he fasted for a long time, so there was a certain odor.
那个没有水，没有水分嘛
？And because he had no water in him.
但是他就不管这些了，不管这些。
But he didn't care about these things.
感谢主啊，都快。NYTS 快结束的时候，神给他圣灵了。
So thank God, by the end of this NYTS, he received Holy Spirit.
所以我们到神面前要痛痛哭泣，不要放弃。
So when we come to God, we cannot give up. We must.
这是他祷告的特色了，不一样，跟我们不一样。
How Hannah's prayer was different from the rest of us.
因为我们有时候我们祷告真的没有办法达到他这种情形。
Because we're not able to reach her level here.
再来，他另外一个特色就是他能够懂得信心交托。
And she was very unique where she was able to put her faith in God.
我们来看一章的十七节、十八节。
Let us look at 17 and 18.
十七节、十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
以利说：“你可以平平安安的回去，
愿
以色列的神应允你向他所求的。”十八节。
And she said,
哈拿说：“愿卑女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。你可以想象她本来吃不下饭的。
Can you imagine she was unable to eat?
但是她现在吃得下饭了。
And now she was able to eat.
本来是苦瓜脸呐。
Before she had a very sad face.
她现在是微笑的脸呐。
And now she was able to smile.
因为她脸上不带愁容了。
And it said her face was no
longer sad. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为她抓住了这句应许啊。
Because she was able to hold on to the
promise. 愿以色列的神应允你向他所求的。
The God of Israel grants your petition which you have asked of him.
哇，这个真的是不简单。
This is not easy.
她能够用信心来接受。
She was able to accept it with her faith.
这个跟她祝福的这个人不是以利沙，也不是以利亚呢。
And it was not Elijah or Elisha who blessed her.
这个是一个眼睛昏花的，这个好像工作没有太多果效的一个工人呢。
It was the priest Eli who didn't have very good vision and didn't seem very effective in his works.
即使他给人家感觉好像不是一个很伟大的工人。
And it didn't seem like he was a great worker.
但是他讲的话，他是用耶稣基督用神的名在讲的话，就是他，因为他是用祭司的身份在讲话。
But he only spoke in the name of God as a priest.
愿神能够应允你向他所求的。
And it says, may the God of Israel grant you your wish.
他就抓住这个应许了。
And she held on to this.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们对圣经的应许，你要懂得啊，抓得住啊，因为圣经这样说，所以我肯定神一定会帮助我的。
So we need to hold on to the words in the Bible. If this is what God has promised us, we need to believe in it.
无论讲台的讲道的人是谁，哈，我们也许不是一个工作人，也不是一个全职的工作人员。
Regardless of who the speaker is on the pulpit, whether it's a full-time minister.
但是他奉耶稣的名讲圣经的应许。
But he speaks of the promises in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要抓住他。
Then you need to hold on to it.
我知道。平安与福气就会临到你的家了。所以今天我们对神的话要有信心。
So we need to have faith in the word of God.
什么叫做信心？
What does it mean to have faith?
我们从那个耶稣的话学习信心的教导怎么回事？
So let us learn from Jesus' words.
我们来看约翰福音十一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 11.
什么叫做信心？
What does it mean to have faith?
我们看四十节。
Let us read verse 40.
约翰福音十一章四十节。
John 11:40.
十一章四十节。
Chapter 11, verse 40.
我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”诸位，我们信，你就会看见神的荣耀。
If we believe, we will see the glory of God.
你就会看见神的神奇。
And you will see His mystery.
你会看见神的成全。
And you will see His power.
不是 in the future.不是 then， 不是未来，是现在。
And it is not in the future, you will see it now.
现在你会看神的荣耀。
And now you will be able to see the
glory. 不是说拉撒路将来要复活，是现在拉撒路要复活。
It is not that Lazarus will raise one day in the future, he will raise now.
所以我们对这个信要有个了解，就是你信，你就会得到福气，就对了啦。
So if you have faith, you will receive the blessings.
我们来看四十一节。
Let us look at verse 41.
四十一节。
41.
一起开口念。
Read together.
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我了。”哎，拉撒路还没复活嘞，但是他都懂得感谢。什么叫做信心的祷告？主耶稣还没有成全你的时候，你就懂得感谢。你知道主耶稣已经给你了，所以你就感谢神了。这个就是信心呐。
That's not exactly faith.
我们看四十二节。
Let us look at verse 42.
一起来读。
Let us read.
预备起。我也知道你常听我到这里。好，到这里。我也知道你常听我。
And I know that you always hear me.
在过去的经验当中，在别人的见证当中，我知道你是听神的，听人祷告的神。
Through other people's testimonies, I know that you are a God that hears people's prayers.
所以我知道你听祷告。
So I know that you listen to prayers.
不是我相信你听祷告。
And I believe that you hear.
我是知道的，不是我还要相信，我是知道的。
But I know it. I don't need to believe it because I know it.
这个就是信心了。
This is faith.
当我们信心能够达到这样地步的时候
，So when our faith can reach these levels,
你不会不看到神的荣耀。
So then you will see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们祷告要学习要祈求。主耶稣给我们更大的信心。
So when we pray, we have to learn to ask God for greater faith.
有时候我们见证要多听一点呢。
We need to hear more testimonies.
这个见证哦，会提升我们的信心。
Testimonies can elevate our faith.
你知道温子教会啊，有些圣灵大将一百多个人在几天之内得圣灵。
There was a church where over 100 people received Holy Spirit in the matter of days.
那个其中一个因素在哪里呢？
And what was one of the reasons?
那个传道懂得啊，把刚刚得到恩典的、看到异象的。有体验的叫他起来做见证啊。
Every time someone had an experience in their prayer, the pastor would ask this person to testify.
他见证的时候，大家都觉得哇，这是又真又活的神。你看神的恩惠啊，给临到那个人身上，那个人可以用他的生命把神的恩惠彰显出来。
And when people heard these testimonies, they knew that it was the true and living God that brought about all these blessings.
听到很受感动啊，神给他一定会给我啊。
And they heard these testimonies and they were touched. If God gave it to him,
所以说信心的增加是因为你听到很多神奇的作为，你深信。神对人家这么好，怎么可能会落过我呢？
So we can increase our faith by hearing these testimonies and knowing that God will not forget us.
所以求主耶稣给我们更多的信心。
So we ask Jesus to grant us more faith.
交托之后，你真的吃得下饭了。
And then when we are able to give everything to our faith, we will be able to eat.
你真的不再有愁容了。
And we will not have sorrow.
那这是一个相当不一样的祷告。
And this is a very different kind of prayer.
所以他的眼泪借着祷告可以到感恩的地步。
So that is why her prayers went from tears to thanksgiving.
我们看撒母耳记上第一章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel 1.
我们来谈谈感恩这一部分
Let us talk about the thanksgiving portion of it.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
我们来读二十四节到二十八节。
Verse 24 to 28.
二十四节到二十八节，我们开口来念。
24 to 28, let's read together.
七，既断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了主的殿，又带了三只公牛。一一垮细面，一皮带酒。那时候孩子还小，二十五节。宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利面前。二十六，妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在这里站着祈求主的那个妇人就是我。”二十七节，我祈求为这得着这孩子，主已将我所求的赐给我了。二十八节。所以我将这孩子归于主，使他终身归于神。于是在那里敬拜神。哦，我们看到他一种感恩的心。哦，首先我们看到他给撒母耳，他给他儿子起名叫撒母耳。
We know that she called her son Samuel.
啊，意思就是神听见了。
And what this means is, the Lord has heard me.
啊，这是从神那边求来的。
And this is what she received from God.
我们今天看到很多弟兄姐妹给孩子取名字啊。
We know that many brothers and sisters name their children.
很多人哦都会取一个名字啊，来跟那个感恩的心有关系了。
And they pick a name that has to do with Thanksgiving.
我最近有一个弟兄好像生了一个姐妹生了双胞胎。
And recently a sister had twins.
我忘了中间那个名字了，只是忘了只记得这个老大叫不晓什么恩啊。思恩，老二叫慧，所以他们叫的孩子就是恩跟慧啦，所以我听他们叫小恩跟小慧啦。
And so the children's names were
Grace,
Grace
one, Grace two.
Okay.
就是，他们懂得，就是因为他们觉得这个是神的一个恩典呐，哦。
Because they knew that the children were God's grace.
那用取孩子的名字啊，也是一种让他们让。那种感恩的心啊，来纪念神的恩惠啊。
And through these names, they were able to remember God and their thanksgiving for.
那再来呢？这个感恩啊，包括还愿啊，还愿啊，就是你一个 vow， 你要 return， 你要 pay the vow。
And through this thanksgiving, she had to remember to repay her vow.
那个如果您喜过宴哦，当然喜宴可大可小嘛。我刚刚说了，就是你真的，当然我们觉得有需要，或是信心不足，或是神允许我们，就是说，如果你给我怎么样，我就怎么样。你如果讲了，你要记得，不可以忘记哦。
So whether your vow is big or if it's small, you have to remember if you made it.
好，我们来看一下，你要记得还愿呐。如果你不还呢，不如不要许，真的。
And you need to remember to hold up your end of it.
如果你不还，不如不要许啊。
And if you can't, then it's better not to make the vow at all.
我们。因为你不可以在神面前随便许愿的。
Because you cannot carelessly make vows in front of God.
好，那我们看《传道书》五章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
5. 传道书五章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4.
五章四节。
5 verse 4.
五章四节到六节。
Chapter 5, 4 through 6.
我们一起来读一遍，七。
Verse 4.
你向神许愿，常常不可迟延。因他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。第五节，你许愿不还，不如不许。第六节，不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是许错许了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？真的，当然，许愿是可以的。
Of course, it is permissible to make vows.
但是哦，你要记得还愿哦。
But you need to pay back the vow.
不还愿有时候很惨哦。
And it can be truly.
因为神会生气啊。
Because God will be angry if you do not hold up your vow.
你看那个雅各跟神这样讲。
And this is what Jacob told God.
啊，我现在一个人拿一个只拐杖要到巴旦亚兰我舅舅那边去了。
I am now one person with just a cane, and I am going to my uncle's place.
啊，如果你让我出去哦，有饭吃，有衣服穿哦，保佑我平平安安回来哦，我就在这里跟你租一座坛呐，来敬拜你呢。
I can go there peacefully and live a smooth life, then I will make a tabernacle for you right here.
啊，为了让我不忘记哦，我把石头立起来，给他浇油做记号。
And just so I won't forget, I'm going to put the stones here as a mark.
结果出去太多年了。
And then he left for many years.
啊，真的这一出去啊，一回来，本来一个人出去，回来一大群牛羊啊，一大群家人。
And He left as one person, but he came back with lots of family and livestock.
但是没有马上去还愿呢。
And he did not immediately repay his vow.
那所以后来他们家就很多不好的事情。
And so many bad things happened to his family.
最不好就是他女儿后来啊，后来就被人家强暴了。
And then so later one of his daughters was raped.
是很可惜啦，很可怜。
And this is very pitiful.
小弟是妈妈许愿出来当传道的。
And I am a promise that my mother made to God.
A vow, not only promise.
My mother vowed to dedicate my life to God.
他说四个孩子当中呢，如果孩子可以平平安安长大，四个孩子当中应该是三个孩子了，三个男生当中一个要当传道。
She said that if all her children could grow up peacefully, then one of her sons was going to become a pastor.
后来我们都平平安安长大了。
And then so we all grew up very peacefully.
到了国中的时候。到小弟国中的时候
and when I entered middle school,
有一次啊家庭聚会啊
one time
就是我们家人而已啦
there's a family service with my family members,
那小弟领会啊因为我是长子
I led the service because I'm the oldest son.
那我就跟我的弟弟提醒说我妈妈有这个愿我们要去注意
so I reminded my brothers that my mother made this vow.
我爸爸就生气了
and my father got angry.
不可以
he said no way.
你们呢可以去教会扫厕所
He said, "You can go to church and."
而且要认真扫厕所。
And you have to clean it very.
但是不可以有一个人去当传道。
But nobody can become a pastor.
为什么我爸爸这样想呢
？And why did my father say this?
我爸爸看到很多传道都很可怜。
He saw that a lot of the pastors had very difficult lives.
因为他看到很多传道他们不受欢迎了。
And many of the pastors were not welcome at church.
连到被人家赶来赶去的。
And so they were chased around church to church.
就是，这是我爸爸的心呐。
This was my father's thought.
那我就因为我那时候还小，我也不懂。
And I was very young, so I didn't understand.
我就跟我爸讲说
I told my father,
爸爸你这样子神会打你哦。
So I said, if you say this, God is going to hit you.
怎么可以许愿不还愿呢
How can you make a vow and not pay?
如果他我妈妈在我们很小的时候他许愿他马上说不要啊，那个愿就不算了啦因为他们是一体嘛、哦、
And so if my mother had made this vow at the time and my father had rejected it right away, it would have been okay because they're one body.
因为我们还没有平平安安长大嘛。
Because we had not grown up peacefully yet.
现在平平安安长大你才表示意见。
Because, but now that suddenly we've grown up and everything has been smooth, and now you have an opinion.
这个圣经上已经讲这个不对，这不可以了。
The Bible has already said this is not permissible.
你猜什么事情发生呢
？And then, so what do you think happened?
没有几天，我爸爸骑摩托车被卡车撞了。
And a few days later, my father got into an accident when he rode on his motorcycle.
真的呢，真的，这个很灵呢。
And so it's very real.
我妈妈在市场上卖衣服啊。
And my mother sold clothes at the market.
消息传来说我爸爸出车祸了。
News got to her that he was in an accident.
我妈妈跟神这样祷告啊。
And my mother prayed this way to God.
如果那个这个事情跟那个聚会，我儿子这样讲哦，不许不还愿，神会处罚哦，有关系哦，请你让我今天哦赚钱比平常赚一倍啊，就是多赚一倍这样子了。
If this is related to what my son had said earlier during the family service, let me make double what I normally make today.
这个是不太可能的，因为你知道，又不是礼拜六，也不是礼拜天，你平常卖衣服，怎么可能赚一倍呢
？And this is pretty impossible because it wasn't a weekend, so there's no reason she would make so much more money than usual.
结果神给她赚一倍啊。
And so she really did make double.
我妈妈就放心了。
And then so my mother was
ease 放心了。为什么？
Why?
神处罚而已啦，不会要他的命的。
Because this was just a punishment, she wouldn't.
所以许愿之后要懂得还愿。
So after making a vow, you need to repay.
你不可以说错许了。
And you cannot take it back.
所以那还愿啊，那你这样做，你有感恩哦。主耶稣不会说你，还了，然后就占你的便宜了。
And so God is not going to take advantage of you if you have a thanksgiving heart and you pay back His vow.
我们来看一下二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
二章的二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 21.
二章二十一节。
Chapter 2, 21.
撒母耳记上二章二十一节。
First Samuel 2, 21.
我们一起来读。
Let us read.
主眷顾哈拿，她就怀孕生了三个儿子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母耳在主面前渐渐长大。主耶稣不会那么小气了你一个献给神，然后就没有了。
Jesus is not that stingy. If you give him your one child, he will not give you any more.
后来他又多了五个孩子。
And、so after that, she had five more.
所以我们越感恩神会越祝福了。
So the more thanksgiving we have, the more blessings.
其实重要的是感恩的心呐
And the most important is that we have a heart of thanksgiving.
所以你看那个哈拿带了牛，带了羊，带了细面到神面前去献祭。
So Hannah brought many sacrifices with Samuel before God.
我们来看一下诗篇的五十篇。
Let us look at Psalm chapter 50.
诗篇五十篇。
Psalm 50.
五十篇的，我们来读第九节到第十四节。
Verses 19 through 14.
九到十四节。
9-14。
我们一起来读哈。
Let us read.
九到十四节。
Verse nine.
我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈中取山羊。第十节，因为树林中的百兽是我的，圈山上的牲畜也是我的。十一节，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。十二节，我若饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中充满的都是我的。十三，我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？十四节，你们要以感谢为祭献与神。要向至高者还你的愿，所以神不是说他爱你的东西的，因为你的东，因为全世界都是属神的。千山的千山上的牲畜，树林中的百兽，都是神的。他真的肚子会饿吗？他真的饿的时候，他需要告诉你吗？因为这个全世界都是他的。但是我们用感谢为祭。
But we need to offer our thanksgiving to God.
那所以我们年会要到了哦。
So our spiritual convocation is coming.
我们有感谢为祭献给神。
So we need to have our thanksgiving and offering to God.
感谢就是你懂得报答神。
And to give thanks to God means we know how to repay.
能够来服务神，来服侍神。
If we can serve God.
所以我们下礼拜啊，希望大家能用感恩的心呐、来服侍。
So next week, I hope that everyone can serve with thanksgiving.
愿主耶稣啊，赐给我们这样一个感动啊。
And so may God touch us in this way.
我们有时候啊，这个有困难会一直祷告。
Sometimes we have difficulty, so we continue to pray.
神给我们，我们什么都忘记了。
And whatever God has given us, we forgot.
我们领会人员有时候会是这样子。
And even the person leading the sermon can be like this.
领会之前祷告，我很认真祷告，主耶稣啊，你帮助我，让我不要紧张，能够不要舌头打结。
Before the sermon, we pray and ask God to not let us be tongue-tied and let us be brave and courageous.
领完会之后就把它忘记了，不懂得等一下祷告的时候说，主耶稣啊，谢谢你帮助我。
And afterwards, we forget to thank Jesus and say thank you for helping me during my sermon.
这个很自然，大家都忘记了。
It's very natural to forget.
你考试的时候呢？考试之前，主耶稣啊，你让我不要紧张，给我考个好分数。
Before the test, we ask God not to make us nervous so that we can get a good grade.
考完试太累了，回家睡觉。
After the test, we're so tired, we just go home.
我们常常忘了跪下来跟主耶稣说，哎，谢谢哈。
We forget to kneel down and tell Jesus thank you.
好，所以灵会到了。
So the spiritual convocation is
我们利用这个机会来跟神说声谢谢，然后
Let's use this opportunity to thank Jesus.
从眼泪到感恩
So we can go from tears to thanksgiving.
关键在祷告
And that we can pray.
所以求主耶稣让我们能够了解他的秘诀
And so let us understand Jesus' mysteries.
让我们知道人生是有眼泪的
So that we know that life is going to have tears.
但是神是一个 miracle worker.
But God is a miracle worker.
但是我们要记得要感恩
But we need to be thankful.
我们来唱诗
Let us sing hymn.
35。
35。